First Samuel chapter number 3, First Samuel chapter number 2, excuse me, First Samuel chapter number 2. We finished up the book last week of Haggai, and since we're in Acts on Sunday morning and in Nehemiah on Sunday night, we're going to do a little bit of a topical series here for the rest of April and for a portion of May. We're going to be talking about honor, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's going to be topical. Tonight's message is going to be looking at someone's life who wanted to honor God with their life and someone who wanted to honor themselves. And there's a difference here. And tonight's message is, who am I honoring? Who am I honoring? And we'll be able to follow along a little bit on the PowerPoint behind you. And we're going to talk a little bit of a story here. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse number 30, we actually have our theme verse for this, I guess you call it a miniature series, 1 Samuel chapter number 2, verse number 30. The word of God says, "Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." So here the Lord's saying, look, if you're going to honor me, then I will honor them that honor me. Over the next few weeks, we're going to consider this phrase, I will honor. And we're going to begin tonight with this thought is, who am I honoring with my life? To help us get a greater, deeper understanding of what this word honor means, I want to take a look at a life here in the First Samuel and with someone who actually wanted to honor God and then someone who did not honor God. And I want you to notice the stark contrast, and there's going to be three different thoughts here. Who am I honoring? And in my life, am I honoring God, or am I honoring self, or am I honoring someone else? Now, it gets to give you a little background. A few years ago, you know, they all kind of run together now. We've done Daniel, we've done 1 Samuel, we've done lots of books of the Bible. But a few years ago, we went through 1 Samuel. And we remind you of the story a little bit, where this time period was taken. Book of Judges has ended. The story of the book of Judges talks about how many times everybody did what was right in their own eyes. The last phrase is found in Judges 21:25. It says, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And it's during this very dark time period, during the nation of Israel, God raises up a prophet/judge. And that man's name is Samuel. Most of us remember the story. Hannah goes to the temple. Hannah is praying, and Eli, the high priest, thinks that she's drunk. And Hannah says, "No, I'm not drunk. I'm praying. I'm praying that God would give me a child." Hannah makes this promise. The promise is, if you give me a child, I'll give him back. And remember in the story that it's inside this story about Samuel and Hannah. And then we look at Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas. I think we can see the differences between honoring God and honoring ourselves. So if we're going to try to honor God versus honoring ourselves, what is it? How do we honor God? The first thing I want you to think about is point number one. Honoring God means that we're presenting our best to God. Honoring God involves presenting our best to God. What's the word honor mean? Means reverence. It means respect. To hold in high esteem. And the Bible speaks a lot about honor. As I was studying this word honor out a lot, I was drawn to the book of Revelations where it kept on saying, he is worthy of honor. He is worthy of strength. He's worthy of honor and honor, honor. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He's worthy of our honor. He's worthy of our respect. He's worthy of our reverence. And if we're really looking at, am I honoring God with my life or am I honoring myself? Who do we keep what's best? You look in this life here, if we're saying, okay, let's look at a person who's honored God and let's look at a person who has not honored God with their things, what do they do with their best? And honoring God involves presenting our best to the Lord. Look what it says in 1 Samuel chapter number 1, verses 24 through 28. And when she had weaned him, who is this? This is Hannah talking about the answer to her prayer, Samuel. She took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli, and she said, "O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, and my Lord, I am the woman which that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord have given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worship the Lord there. Now, Hannah knew that what she had to offer was only that which God had already given her. You know, she had made this promise, I'll give him back to you. But this was Hannah's best. This was Hannah's apple of Hannah's eyes. This was, I'm going to honor you, Lord, because I am going to give you my best. But she realized something. My best is something that God's already given to me. And if we're talking about honoring the Lord, it's this idea is, okay, let's take a test. Let's take a quiz. What do I do with my best? What do I do with the best part of my day? What do I do with the best part of my talents? What do I do with the best part of my resources? Do I honor the Lord with them? This word lend here means to offer upon request. Whatever I have, is it available to the Lord? Are my plans available to the Lord? Are my friends or my talents? Is everything I have? Because you know what? If we're going to honor somebody, we're going to respect, they're going to matter to us, they're going to give weight to, one way you can tell, am I honoring the Lord? Am I giving him my best? Am I giving him my first fruits? And then, but you say, okay, pastor, I get that. Well, what does it mean not to honor the Lord? Well, there's another part, second part of this. Honoring self involves keeping back the best for our pleasure. Now, take your Bible to 2 Samuel chapter number 2, verses 12 through 17. This is given the scripture of Hophni and Phinehas. You say, well, who's Hophni and Phinehas? Hophni and Phinehas are the sons of Eli who do not even know God. They're not really even believers, the Bible talks about, but they are being trained to become the next high priest of the day. And in 2 Samuel chapter 2, verses 12 through 17, you see the Bible says something that happens that is a ritual. The priest would get their food based off of some things that people would come and bring sacrifice. Now, the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. Now, this word Belial here means worthless. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was in seething with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand. And he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, all that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came thither. Also, before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came and said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw. And if any man said unto him, let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desireth, then he would answer him, nay, but thou shalt give it to me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Wherefore the son of the young man was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. Now to kind of tell you the story here is, you know, when the people brought their things, the way that they took care of the priests, they would come while I was seething, while I was cooking or being burned, and they'd take a flesh hook and take a portion of it out. But they had to burn the fat first. They had to do this in a reverence to God and a respect to God. They had to give their best to the Lord. And then the priest would come by and take a portion of it. But before they ever had their sacrifice to the Lord, these young men or the servants of the young men under the instruction of Hophni and Phinehas would come and take a part before God ever got his part. And there was something wrong with this. And if the people who were sincerely sacrificing to God and people were sincerely saying, I want to bring my best to God and I'm laying my best out to God, and someone who's supposed to be a spiritual leader comes in and says, no, I want this first. They're like, no, no, don't do that. And they says, you give it to me now or I will take it by force. There's a problem. What's going on? Well, see, they're honoring themselves before they honor God. The word Belial here means worthless, yet they apparently ascribe much worth to themselves. In fact, they ascribe so much worth to themselves that they began to keep back that which clearly belonged to the Lord. Now compare the two. Hannah approaches God with an offering. These men that said they believed in God somehow felt like they were owed something. Hannah says, here, you can have it all. These guys are saying, if I'm going to serve God, I should get something out of it. God had clearly laid out the provision for the priests, yet Hophni and Phinehas decided that God's provision for them was insufficient, and they were going to rob God from what they believed was their portion as well. They probably reasoned, I'm offering my life to God in service, therefore I can keep back that which I believe belongs to me. So you say, okay, here's your example. Who am I honoring? In this case, you see Hannah willing to give up her best. And I don't think Hannah's husband sometimes gets credit here. Hannah's husband here, it's his son too. I know Hannah was the one that was prayed. Hannah was the one that God gave the gift to. Hannah was the one that made the promise. We lift up Hannah. But remember, there's always usually a mate that's alongside here that's helping and going along and saying, of course, he had to be accepting of this too. So we should always remember that. When you think of people like Daniel in the Bible and the Samuels in the Bible, and you can look at their parents many times and say, you know what? God used that parent to influence that young person or that child for the Lord. And that's what you can remember in this story here. Samuel was something special for God, but it began at home first and foremost. Why is that? Because they had a parent or parents that says, I'm going to honor the Lord. I don't know how the thing went. I don't know how old Samuel was, but I know Hannah came back every year. She would have to tell him, look, we gave you to the Lord. You are our best, and we want to honor God by giving God our best. What a testimony. I don't know if Samuel struggled with that. I don't know if Samuel's like, can't believe mom and dad doesn't love me. But you don't see that here. You see a young man who serves the Lord and loves the Lord. So the first thing I want you to see when you're talking about honoring means that we're giving our best. Second thing, honoring God means that I must keep him as the one I please. Honoring God means that I must keep him as the one I please. So we see here, to honor somebody means to give them their best, not to just give them leftovers. I want to, it's sort of like me coming to, you coming to my house and you're my honored guest and you're the person that's at the birthday party and we bring out this big cake and you know what? We feed everybody else first and we give you the crumbs that's left over and say, here, this is yours. That's not honoring them. But many times that's what we do with God. We give everything to everyone else and we say, okay, Lord, this is what I got left. Hopefully you can do something with it. Second thing is the person we want to honor is going to be the person we want to please. If we value, have a respect, if we think that they are valuable to us and valuable to our lives, then we need to say, that's the person I want to please. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 28, at the end of that, there's an interesting phrase. It says, and he worshiped the Lord there. Who's this in reference to? I believe this is in reference to Samuel. You go to 1 Samuel chapter number 2 and verse number 11. It says, and Elkanah went to Ramah to his house and the child did minister. Now look what it says, unto the Lord before Eli the priest. Now, some people think of Samuel as Eli's special little helper, and that's what he was. He kind of worked for Eli. He was Eli's servant in a sense, but more of a minister, like Joshua was to Moses. He was there to be a help and a blessing, the same way John Mark was supposed to be to Paul and Barnabas. He was there, but Samuel didn't look at it that way. What does it say? He did what? He ministered unto the Lord. He looked at it as the person he was trying to please was God first and foremost. And in our Christian lives, we got to learn, who is the person I'm trying to please? Is it God first and foremost? Samuel in this story here is an example. Samuel's focus was continually and entirely on God. If he was, you think about it, Eli, and we're going to see in a second, wasn't the greatest father. Hophni and Phinehas, who they said did not know God, did not even believe in God. It was a sham for them. If he was trying to please these younger guys, these guys that were going to be next high priest, he wouldn't have done those things. If he was trying to please Eli, he would not have done those things. But in his life, he says, I'm going to please God before anybody else. And this is a wonderful testimony, because doesn't mean that the person that's in charge of you has to be godly for you to be godly. Eli, he did not learn that example from Eli. He definitely didn't learn it from Hophni and Phinehas. But instead he said, I want to honor God with my life. If my parents were willing to give myself over to God, then I'm going to honor God with my life. But honoring self means I will keep self as the one I please. You know, certainly Eli's sons focus on themselves. With a closer look at it, people give Eli a lot of credit and they say, well, it's his kids. What did he do wrong? Well, look here what the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 29. 2:29, the Bible says, wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honors thy sons above me. So he's saying, look, he's talking to Eli here. He says, you have given more reverence and more respect to your sons than you have me. Now look what it says. Most of us know the story. And I didn't even see this before when we were studying. Eli was a big man. Most of us know in that in the story, he was a fat man in a sense, but he even says here to make yourself, and everybody says Hophni and Phinehas was the ones that did all these wrong things, but what does it say here? God's talking to Eli, says through the prophet, to make yourselves fat, not just Hophni and Phinehas, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. So even though Hophni and Phinehas was the one stealing the food and doing wrong, Eli was still eating the benefits from it. And look what it says also in 1 Samuel chapter number, it keeps on going, verse number 30. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel say, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father shall walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith. He was saying, look, I was going to bless you, but you no longer have made me the one you want to please. If you look close here, who is Eli trying to please? He's trying to please his sons. And who is he trying to please in all? Himself. Because he doesn't look at his sons as a way that they don't want to punish. He doesn't want to have to do and tell them to stop doing what they're supposed to do. He cared more about himself than what God was saying. God has told him, and God had came to him, and God, and you're going to see in chapter number 3 that God had gone and said to him, well, actually look in chapter 3 and look in verse number 13. It says in 3:13, it says, for I have told him that I will judge his house forever, the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. What was he doing? He was saying, look, I'm not going to live my life to please God. I'm not going to raise my children to please the Lord. I'm going to raise the children that's going to please me. He didn't want to restrain them. He didn't want to take forth the work. He didn't want to take forth the effort. He didn't want to take the high priest's responsibilities away from them. As the story goes along, it says that women used to gather by the door, and this would get the idea of a sexual favors or sexual things that would happen around the tabernacle. And that's just sad. And Eli knew about it, and he talked to God about it. He talked to his kids about it, but he didn't want to do what was necessary. Why is that? Because he honored himself more than he honored God. Third thing, honoring God involves an acceptance of life's challenges. Honoring God involves an acceptance of life's challenges. Begins first off, you know, to give God your best. That means you're going to honor him. God, I see you. You're my best. I'm going to give you my best. The second thing is, honoring God means that I want to please him first and foremost. Third thing, honoring means the acceptance of life's challenges. Chapter 3, God speaks to Samuel. That's pretty cool. But he tells Samuel, I'm going to judge Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas. It's not going to be good. Remember the story, Samuel calls out to Eli 3 times, and Eli finally figures out that God's speaking to him. Eli wakes him up in the morning and says to him, hey, look, let's wake up. And he comes to Samuel and says, what did he say? Samuel didn't want to tell Eli that God was going to judge Eli and his sons. What a tough job. But what does Samuel do? Verse number 18, he says, and Samuel told him every whit and hid nothing from him. And he said, it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. And so Samuel had to tell Eli the judgment. He said, what is that honoring God for? It means that you're accepting the job that God's given us. You know, we sit there and we say, okay, I want to honor God with my life. My life honors God. But you know what? God has given us something. God knows where we're at. God knows what we're going through. Now, are we going to honor him by accepting the challenge that God's given us? Now, some of us, our challenges are different. Some of us have family challenges. Some of us have work challenges. Some of us have church challenges. Some of us have financial challenges. But if I'm going to accept the challenge that God gives me, then that's honoring him. That's saying, okay, God, you've brought these things in my life. It's not easy, but I'm going to accept them. But honoring self may give lip service to obeying God, but that's it. They'll say, okay, Lord, I'm going to do what you've told me to do, but it's nothing more than lip service. And 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 22 through 24, you see Eli here. It says, now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said unto him, why do ye such things? For I hear the evil dealings by all this people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people transgress to transgress. So he uses lip service. He says, you're supposed to stop this. But Eli, being the high priest, has what responsibility? To take him out. To say, no longer can you be a part of this. No, you need to get out of the priesthood. You need to stop doing these things. But it's a lip service. He hears and he talks, but he doesn't do anything about it. And because of that, God punishes him. So we can see the difference of a life that honors God. A life that honors God says, you know what? I'm going to give you my best. I think that you're more valuable than anything else. I'm going to give you my best. I'm going to live my life to please you. And I'm going to accept whatever challenges you give me because I want to give you honor. I see you. I respect you. I reverence you. What you say matters. A life that does not honor God is a life that gives God what's left over. Oh, I see that you're important. I know you're God. I know you're creator. I know you're the sustainer of life. I need to give you something. That's not really honor. Saying to God that, hey, I'm going to please myself first, and if that goes for you, that works for me. And last but not least, just being a lip service. Oh, yes, I'm going to honor God, but it stops with just speech. And that's where a lot of it comes. Let's look at what this word honor really means. In Scripture, the word honor is used both as a noun and a verb. I'm not an English person. I don't know a lot of grammar, but there's two different ways it's used. We've used it as a verb here, an action of putting honor on something. There's a way you can use a noun. Psalm 66, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor, the noun of his name. Make his praise glorious. Here the word communicates the idea of something that's almost tangible being placed upon a person. It is something that they possess. It means that they possess glory and dignity and reverence and abundance. Honor then can actually be something that is placed upon you and then is possessed. In other words, God can actually give you honor. And that goes back to chapter 2, verse number 30, when God says, for them that honor me, I will honor. However, our primary view today is this idea as a verb form. It requires action. When we come to our text, it talks about someone giving God honor and he gives us honor. So what does it mean today? It means to be heavy, to give weight, to give worth to. I honor you. I give you value. I give you weight. I give you worth. We make weighty those things that are important to God. It's not about us. If we're going to honor God with our lives, we're going to believe what God says and say, this is important. Back in the 1970s and 1980s, there was a phrase that was on a TV commercial. And yes, I was around back then. It used to say, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. You know what that means? They're giving him honor. What he says matters. What he says carries weight. And this is the idea here. If we're going to honor God, what he says matters. So when God speaks about our family, we listen. When God speaks about our mouths, when it pertains to gossip, slander, foolishness, filthiness, we listen. When God speaks about my family and how to raise kids, we listen. When God speaks about the gathering of believers in his church, we listen. And when God speaks about our possessions and what I do with them, I listen. I respond to God. Now, it's not this idea, I like this style of worship, so I'm going to go to this church because you know what? God wants me to be happy anyway. I mean, that's whole God's whole purpose around here is me being happy. No, that's saying God wants to honor us, our feelings, our actions. But what the Bible is saying here, God says, when you honor me, when you give me weight, when you give me reference, when what I say matters to you, then I will then honor you. But many times people have it backwards. They say, okay, this is what I like. And because this is what I like, I'm going to expect God to honor. I'm going to go around and find the things that make me happy. And because God wants to make me happy, I'm going to make myself happy, and then I'm going to count God on blessing it. You know, it's the idea of this church. Find a church that, you know what, I like their music, or I like the way they preach, or I like this or that. We're not looking in the Bible, not considering what God says, and says, okay, that what I want gives weight. I'm going to do what I want. That's not how it works. That's honoring yourself. I like this type of entertainment. This draws me. This attracts me. Because I like this type of entertainment, I'm going to do this, then expect God to honor that. That's honoring self. We're not giving weight to what God's word says. I think this is the best way to raise my kids. So I'm going to superimpose myself over what the Bible says. This is what I think church should be. This is the kind of church I'm going to attend. Oftentimes, what I think keeps us from honoring God. This is how I feel. You know what we're doing? We're honoring ourselves, our own feelings. This is what the Bible says honors God. This is how I feel honors ourselves. Who are we honoring? Now, don't get me wrong. The Bible says, you know, if we're living for God, He'll give us the desires of our heart. It changes. Once we put our honor to the Lord and we give weight to God, and God says, His word says, this is what I'm going to do. God says, as we honor Him, He's going to honor us. He's going to give us the desires of heart. He's going to, when our thoughts are established, He's going to honor us. So I want to encourage you tonight. I guess to ask yourself this question. When we're talking about reverencing, we're talking about respecting, giving weight, I think is a great way to look at it. Giving weight to what we are doing in our lives. What really matters to us? What helps us make the decisions? Who is it, the one we're leaning and depending upon? Is it God or us? Who am I trying to honor? What does God's word say? E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. When God talks, people should listen. So here it is. Am I giving God my best? I don't think that God's saying, I want you to give, drop your kid off here at Faith Baptist Church and say, here, I'm going to give my kid over to you. Even though some of you parents might think, that'd be great. I can get rid of my kid now and I don't have to, I'm going to, here, can you take this one? You know, I don't think God's saying this, but I do think God may be saying, hey, if I ask your child to be a preacher or some type of full-time ministry or something or another, are you willing to give me your best? You know, some parents would say, I'd be willing to give them all my money. Just don't take my kid. You know, it's, am I willing to give God my best? Who is it that we're trying to please in our lives? Sometimes it is our families. I think that was part of Eli's problem. But I think it goes back to even a selfish motive here. Eli wanted to please his kids. Why was it? Because he wanted to please himself. It would have taken work and effort to discipline his children and put them. It would have been hard for him to kick them out of the priesthood. It would have been difficult for him to punish him the way they could have. Who was he trying to make happy here? He's trying to make himself happy. And then also our lip service. I think it's the truth of it. Most of us would talk. Most of us would say, yes, I want to honor God with my life. But the question is, do we give Him our best? Do we really, truly do what He says? One last verse I want you to look at. You're talking about, you say, Pastor, how in the world can God honor us? Look what it says in verse number 19. In chapter 3, 1 Samuel 3, chapter number 19. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him. That's cool enough to begin with. The Lord was with him. And look at this next phrase. Did let none of his words fall to the ground. You know what that Bible, you know, what was Samuel going to become? He was going to become a prophet. So everything that Samuel had said, God was going to make it come to pass. That's pretty cool, I think. What was he doing? He was honoring Samuel in the eyes of the people. When Samuel became the next prophet, they already saw that Samuel ministered before Eli, actually ministered unto the Lord before Eli. They were already, the people already loved Samuel because of his refreshing service to God. And Samuel grew and became older, and he became the next high priest slash prophet slash judge. What does that all matter? Samuel honored God. God honored Samuel. Tonight, who are we trying to honor? And we're going to look at this next week. We're going to look at God's word, do we honor it? Does it have weight for us? Do we listen to it? We're going to look at some different things, a little bit like we did tonight, but go even a step farther when it comes to God's word. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet for a time of invitation. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I don't know about you, but when I was studying this, it made me start thinking, do I really honor God with my life, with my substance, with my children, with my